You're listening to Deep Spirituality, and this is Scripture Playlists. Today's topic is anxiety and 10 Bible passages on how to beat it. Anxiety is a feeling of worry, nervousness, and uneasiness. It's an emotion that everyone experiences to different degrees, but it can affect our faith and make it hard to see beyond what's right in front of us. The Bible says that the worries of this life can choke God's word right out of our hearts. Luckily, God gives us some great tools for finding peace when we're anxious. Rather than letting anxiety drive us away from God, we can choose to let it bring us humbly towards Him. As we let God take care of us, His kindness and comfort will help us relax. We will also find refreshment as we share His love with other people. Let's listen to these passages of the Bible about anxiety and how our relationship with God can help us beat it. Mark 4, verse 19. But all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for other things, so no fruit is produced. Psalm 94, verse 18 to 19. If I say, my foot has slipped, your compassion and loving kindness, O Lord, will hold me up. When my anxious thoughts multiply within me, your comforts delight me. 1 Peter 5, verse 6 to 7. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Set aside self-righteous pride, so that He may exalt you to a place of honor in His service at the appropriate time, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on Him. For He cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Matthew 6, verse 30 to 33. If God gives such attention to the appearance of wildflowers, most of which are never even seen, don't you think He'll attend to you, take pride in you, do His best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way He works fuss over these things. But you know both God and how He works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You will find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Psalm 55, verse 2, 5 to 8, and 22. Answer these sighs of sorrow. My troubles have made me restless. I groan from anxiety. My heart seizes within my chest. I am in anguish. I am terrified. My life could end on any breath. I shiver and shudder in fear. I can't stop because this horror is just too much. I said, if only my arms were wings like the dove's, I would fly away from here and find rest. Yes, I would venture far and weave a nest in the wilderness. I would rush to take refuge away from the violent storm and pounding winds. Cast your troubles upon the Eternal. His care is unceasing. He will not allow His righteous to be shaken. 1 John 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7. Never worry about anything, but in every situation, let God know what you need in prayers and requests while giving thanks. Then God's peace, which goes beyond anything we can imagine, will guard your thoughts and emotions through Christ Jesus. Proverbs 11, verse 25. The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Psalm 23, verse 4. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. This has been Scripture Playlists from Deep Spirituality. You can find all the references for the scriptures we read today in the show notes, including the translations used. If you like what you heard, please leave us a nice review. If you have a topic you'd like to hear, you can email us at podcast@deepspirituality.com. See ya.